President Biden makes a surprise visit to Ukraine. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. The president today making an unannounced trip to Kyiv with a message of support for Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and his country's defense against Russia's invasion.
It's worth fighting for as long as it takes, and that's how long we're going to be with you, Mr. President. For as long as it takes.
The president's visit comes days before Russia's invasion marks 1 year.
But Russia's aim was to wipe Ukraine off the map. Putin's war of conquest is failing.
The president will meet with Poland's president and other Eastern European leaders in Warsaw tomorrow. The president today announcing a new package of military aid for Ukraine.
According to the Department of Defense, new aid for Ukraine includes ammunition for howitzers, artillery rounds, anti-armor systems, military vehicles, medical supplies, and communications equipment. The Pentagon says this is the 32nd drawdown of equipment from the DoD and is valued at about $460 million.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz in Washington. Tensions rising along the Korean Peninsula after more missile launches over the weekend and earlier today by Kim Jong-un.
North Korea today fired off two short-range ballistic missiles. This is the North's second weapons test in just 3 days. And it also comes after international concern grew last week that Pyongyang would resume its weapons tests. And the military's of South Korea and the U.S. will hold a tabletop exercise this week at the Pentagon in the U.S. to discuss North Korea's nuclear threat.
Fox's Alex Hogan. There are new reports of collapsed buildings in Syria after another powerful earthquake struck Turkey's Hatay province, which is devastated by a massive quake 2 weeks ago. The magnitude 6.4 earthquake was followed by a second magnitude 5.8 tremor. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Republican presidential hopeful Nikki Haley is spending some time in a key campaign state.
Nikki Haley, the Republican former UN ambassador and South Carolina governor, heads to Iowa today and will spend much of the week there meeting with local GOP leaders who she'll need if she wants to win delegates at the eventual Iowa Republican caucuses early next year. Iowa famously has enjoyed a first in the nation standing for presidential nominating contests. This cycle, however, only the Republicans will campaign first in Iowa. Democrats decided to hold their first contest in South Carolina, Nikki Haley's home state. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Last year saw a record number of guns intercepted at airport checkpoints across the country, hitting just over 6,500 last year. Nearly everyone caught claims to have forgotten they had their guns with them. Dallas, Austin, and Houston, Texas led the country in gun seizures. The family of a man who died after a heart attack is suing a Las Vegas casino.
The Las Vegas Review-Journal reports David Jagenlinzer was staying at the Wynn Las Vegas last year when he went into cardiac arrest. The lawsuit claims Jagenlinzer was slumped over a blackjack table for more than 15 minutes as the dealer carried on, continuing to deal cards to another player. The complaint says Wynn employees tried to use the defibrillator on Jagenlinzer, but weren't properly trained to use it. Wynn Resorts saying in a statement that the suit's claims are false and that the company will strongly defend itself. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
Twitter has given users an ultimatum. If they don't subscribe to a new premium service, they'll lose a popular account security feature. As of March 19th, users won't be able to secure their accounts via text message two-factor authentication unless they pay $8 a month to subscribe to Twitter Blue. Users who do not subscribe will be locked out of their accounts until they remove that security feature. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.